You're listening to the podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness from LVSportsNetwork.com, brought to you by Porta Subs.
It's about competing. It's about being the best you can possibly be with what you have to work with and taking on the challenges of it and the relationships with the players. Everybody that comes to our program has a unique quality that makes them them. And I'm going to try to figure out what that is and find a way to bring that to the surface. And in doing so, you give everybody the chance to be as good as they can possibly be. That's what this is about to me. And so it hasn't been about just the rings. It's been about much more than that.
This is Unnecessary Roughness. On Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. Here's your boy Q.
Here we go, kicking off hour number three of the show. You hear Pete Carroll. It's good to hear Pete Carroll, man. It really is. I just like that energy. It's one of the things I've been talking about a lot. Really have. Been spending so much time just talking about his energy and what he brings to the table. Just think that's going to be... It's one of those things, you know, like, energy is infectious, Ari. You know, and some people have, you know, personalities that are infectious. Some are really good, some not so good, right? Some people, like, they give a vibe that's so bad that it just puts you in a bad mood. And then some people have a personality that's so, you know, fun, exciting, fired up. It just, you can't help yourself. And to me, Pete Carroll brings that kind of style. Like, he has that energy and that excitement that you, it's almost like you have to get excited. You know, I saw the podcast that Marshawn Lynch is on, and you know he was in the building on Monday, and I forget the latest episode what it's called, but it's something like "Don't Ever Change, Coach" or something like that. And he was saying that, you know, when he was in Seattle, Pete Carroll would spend like all day at the facility, then he'd leave and he'd come back just a couple hours later. And he's like, man, what is this dude on? Like, he's tripping, man. He's got to be on something, right? And, of course, he's saying it in the Marshawn Lynch type way, which is already funny in itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just like, this guy's always amped up. He's always good to go. He's always, you know, just his energy is second to none. He said, man, I saw him on Monday, and the dude hasn't changed. He's still the same dude. So just to have that kind of energy, and it's just sometimes it's just who you are. You just can't help yourself, right? And so the whole thing, when people start talking about his age, like, that's the last thing that matters. Like, you think, you know what he's not doing? He ain't counting the years. All he's doing is like, hey, we're back on the grass. We're back on the football field. I cannot wait. I cannot wait till training camp. Cause I just know that we're gonna see him running up and down the field. We're gonna see him throwing passes. We're gonna see him out there having fun. He's gonna be out there, you know, just having different competitions that probably have nothing to do with, you know, football. As we heard from Nate Boyer, that he's got the basket in the meeting room and everything, and I feel like they're really going to have a lot of fun, but at the same time they're going to be busy handling their business and trying to put this team together. So I don't know, something to get excited about. I know I'm excited about it. I threw the question out there to you about Pat Graham, defensive coordinator, Robbie Leonard, defensive line coach, Tom McMahon, special teams coordinator, all back together on the coaching staff. How big is that for this team as far as you're concerned? And who do you think the Raiders should prioritize on defense to bring back as far as free agents? And if you want to know just a couple of them, as I have them written down here, Malcolm Kuntz is one, Robert Spillane, Divine Diablo, Nate Hobbs, Marcus Epps, Trayvon Merrick, Kalavon Chaisson, Isaiah Polamalu. He's a restricted free agent. You know, just even out of those guys. And there's other guys that they do have that are free agents, but those are some that I'm paying attention to. Adam Butler is one. Who do you think they should bring back? 702-365-9200. As we kick off hour number three of the show, we go out to Berkeley, California, one of my favorite places. Raider Fish hanging out at Blondie's. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Blondie's. Yeah. Hey, you know.
He said that like, hell no, I'm not at Blondie's, Q.
I don't want to get into the great pizza debate that we used to have out here. But, you know, Laval's was another.
Oh, I love Laval's. Laval's is fantastic, and they've got some big old slices of pizza.
Yeah, and the one that's now defunct was the old Fat Slice, which is now some, I don't know what it is. They're selling vegetarian
tofu
ice cream or something in there now.
Nah.
But, you know.
I need the thickness, man. I don't need all that other.
We're still talking about ice cream. We're still talking about ice cream, right? Oh, yes. Hey,
family show.
Family, 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 family show, baby.
That's
family.
Right.
Hey, you know, Pete Carroll, first of all, you know, the man's got that energy. You know, he's like a one-legged dude in the ass-kicking contest. You know, the dude's going to be moving, man. Okay, and I really love it. And I saw that clip that Marshawn Lynch was talking about, mm-hmm. and I commented earlier, you know, that's hilarious how he imitated. I suggest everyone take a look at how he imitates Coach Pete Carroll over there. You know, Carroll, his defense really is designed where the secondary is really the firstendary. You know, he puts the secondary first and then builds it that way. You know, and I really like that approach because I really want us to enjoy the luxury of every now and again, you know, being able to send four and creating pressure because the QBs that we're going to face, especially two of them, Mahomes, Nix, maybe the dude in San Diego, Herbert, you know, that crush rush where we kind of set the edge and move up forward and keep them in the pocket, it would be nice to send four. But in order to do that, your secondary, man, they got to be back of a postage stamp, sticky. And to answer your question, I mean, the low-hanging fruit is Morick, okay? Mm-hmm. But I think Hobbs, to me, is the wild card. Whatever two individuals or more, I hope we don't have to use the franchise tag on anyone, but I think the secondary is where Carroll really made his bones. You know, getting that secondary, putting the onus on, let's get sticky and let's have – you know, we gotta have that rabbit that was in Bambi. We gotta have that thumper back there. And so with that being said, I would go, you know, the low hanging fruit was Morick, maybe Hobbs, those two, but I think the focus should be on building a secondary that Carroll wants and then folding them into what Graham has been doing. And that's my take for now. And you know, you and I can always get down on foods. But until then, show up, show out, and holler. Just win, baby, when you go out, Raiders.
There he goes. That's our guy, Raider Fish in Berkeley. Always love me some Berkeley, California, man. I say it all the time every time he calls that I need to go back and visit, but we all know I haven't got back to Cali in a very long time. I couldn't tell you the last time I was up in the Oakland Bay area. I'm trying to think. I know the Raiders played the 49ers in the preseason game the first year I was here. That was like 2021. That was up in Santa Clara. And, of course, I stayed near the Oakland airport for obvious reasons.
About to sound real dumb, but is Costa Mesa anywhere near?
No.
Okay. I said I would sound dumb.
No, that's Southern California. I'm talking about Northern California.
Hey, I prefaced it. So
yeah,
good.
You did.
So not then.
No, not even close. I'm trying to remember the last time. I don't know the last time that I got back to the
like
Bay.
A road trip in planning.
No, I've been
what
working
on it. What are you doing next
it.
Week?
I'm just yeah, play. Sounds good. No problem. Well, look, this is the thing. Next year, it's funny. We haven't even got through this year's Super Bowl. Next year, the Super Bowl is in San Francisco, well, Santa Clara. So it's drivable. I was telling Natalie earlier this week, it's drivable. Mm-hmm. It's just about my length. Yeah, like I can't drive any. It's like 9 hours. I can't go any further than that. Any further than that, I'm out of my comfort zone. So
I know that trip because my ex and I made it and got into a big argument towards the end. It took like 8 hours of the nine.
Of the argument?
Like we made it 8 hours and then I don't even remember.
Oh, so the last hour you guys
time.
Argued. Yeah. What was arguing about? Let's have a therapy session.
No, I do not. It's something stupid or pointless that just kind of
escalated. Come on, Ari, you could open up to us. It's all here. As Raider Fish said, it's family.
The look on your face is so unsincere. But
yeah,
no,
I could call Sylvia in. Sylvia could be the counselor.
Yes, but here's the problem. I don't mind sharing. The problem is this is like 10, 12, 11 years ago.
Oh, that's old stuff.
I truly don't remember. It was nothing. It was just some stupid. You know how that goes.
I do.
Get in the tiniest fight, and then all of a sudden. It was just from being in the car is my point. You're stuck on that.
Oh,
that's a long trip. So,
dog, we drove 18 hours from Texas in a U-Haul.
Ooh, nice and slow.
Nice and slow, nice and small, nice and stinking. No way to get away from the other person. No way to stretch out. Mm. Did I mention nice and slow? It's hot. The you know, because it was July.
No, not even a tape deck, let alone.
No, we're going through the sounds. We were going through the radio trying to find what station came in. And it's funny, we got to New Mexico, and there's a sign that says Las Vegas, like 30 miles away, but that's Las Vegas, New Mexico. So the very first time,
I drove
it twice. So the first time I got excited. The second time I knew that was a banana in the tailpipe. So everyone else in the U-Haul was like, oh, we're almost there. I was like, no, we're not. We're in New Mexico. We're not anywhere close. Brutal.
Been there.
Brutal, brother. Brutal.
Cool,
so yeah,
stop though.
About 9 hours is around, you know, that's where I'm like, okay, this is stupid. This is dumb. Let's not do this anymore. That's where I'm at. So it's a possibility. We might have to drive that thing next year. This year, obviously, flying to New Orleans, we had someone tweet at us, say, Q, it's only a 25-hour drive to New Orleans. I'm not driving that. Could you imagine me and Jared in the same car for 25 hours?
Oh,
it was bad enough when we
camera. That's
no,
all
when
I
we
asked.
Drove to L.A., we had our guy Foss in the car, and we love Foss. Foss is a great dude. He's from El Paso and Austin, San Antonio. He's from just about everywhere. He went to Princeton. He was running back. He'll tell you Jason Garrett was his roommate. I mean, he'll tell you every story that you want to hear. Anyway, we rode with him, or he rode with us, I should say, from Vegas to L.A. on a Sunday. We left Vegas on a Sunday, which we all know is a what? Oh, yeah. It's a no-no. You don't do that. We were late getting to our Airbnb, and about however long the drive was, we had about an hour left in the drive, and he was staying at Dean Cain's house. Yeah, that Dean Cain, Superman.
I remember the story.
He was staying at Dean Cain's house in Malibu. And so about an hour out, I was like, oh, okay, so are you going to hit up Dean when we get to L.A.? What are you going to do? Oh, no, I was going to ask you to drive me to Malibu. Like, dog, that's another 30 minutes.
Around the corner.
That's another 30 minutes from where we're going, our destination. I've been on the road 5 hours. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, I meant to ask you ahead of time. And again, Foss is a great dude. Foss is a great dude. But, man, I was hot. Now, I could not tell you how hot I was when he told me that I had to drive him to Dean Cain's house. And, again, good dude. So I'm not, you know, he get about to clear close to the Airbnb, and he's like, oh, you know, I could just Uber there. Well, I'm not going to do that to my buddy. I'm not going to let my buddy Uber. And he's smart enough to know that. Because he wouldn't do that to me. Like, if I said, hey, man, I need a ride another 30 or 45 minutes, he'd be like, oh, I got you, Q. Like, he would. He's that. That's that dude. But, man, brother, I was hot. In my mind, you know when you're cursing somebody out in your mind? I was dog cussing them in my mind. No, I was dog cussing them in my mind. I was like, I can't believe this blankety blank 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 has me about to drive him all the way to Superman's house. Don't Superman have a cape? Can't he fly and come pick you up? You got a mic, speak.
I need, it'll be funnier if you, Ryan just texted us and said,
well, he
pulled the same one on me last year in Vegas with Dean.
Oh,
that is
funny,
man,
yeah.
Man, so he didn't learn anything.
No, he does. No, that's who Foss is. Foss will get you in that situation. Foss will get you in a situation every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Something. And oh, by the way, just so you know, guess who's going to be staying with us in New Orleans? Yeah, you got it. Foss.
There you go, Ryan.
Yeah, enjoy. Buddy. Yeah, no, he hit me, and he was like, hey, man, you guys got a place to stay there in New Orleans? I was like,
we
ain't staying on Bourbon Street. Like, of course we got a place to stay. Oh, okay. You got some room for me and Ryan? Or no, me and Chris? And I was like, well, not really. But, I mean, if you want to stay on the floor, I guess. I mean, that's cool. So yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
No, yeah, no. But look, when I was in Central Texas and he was, you know, San Antonio and all that, he did a show on a weekend and he asked me to be a part of his show. And so I said, well, I don't have my hotel room after it was when the Super Bowl was in Houston. I was like, I don't have my hotel room after this day. Oh, don't worry, you can stay with us. So wherever he went, he had a place to stay, and he was like, oh, Q's gonna come with us. So I mean, I crashed out on some rich dude's floor in Houston. And so, you know, it just kind of is what it is. So what's going to go wrong? Nothing. Q doesn't get frustrated at all.
You've been talking about it all week.
I know. I'm gonna talk about
There's
it.
There's a lot.
It's going to be a whole lot. But
nah, we're going to kick butt, though.
No, we are. Oh, we are. It's going to be busy.
I'm taking over when you're gone, by the way. I'm taking over the building.
Oh, boy.
Taking over the wall here, too.
Oh, that's a funny. So that is funny.
Might be some things different when you come back.
We got a couple of good texts here that I like. 702-365-9200. This one's from Jose in the 408. Less Q stories and more sports talk. Got you, Jose. Check. Got you, buddy. Appreciate you. Sorry, I have personality. Sir Whiskey Ray said, Q and Ari, when you come to the Bay, please give me a ring. You know we're going to eat and drink and have a good one. I'm a 3-minute drive from SFO. I'll be the chauffeur for the next visit. LOL, cheers. Sir Whiskey Ray, PSAQ, I'm on the real. You ain't got to drive from Vegas to the Bay. It's just too far. LOL, that's from our guy, Sir Whiskey Ray. Got another Jose from the 712 who enjoys my story. He says, Will Johnson in the first round would get me hyped knowing he'd be coached up by Pete Carroll. MF Raider from Iowa. Thank you, Jose, for that. And then this one's from David. He said, my bad, Q. Graham, check. Leonard, check. McMahon, ? Bring back Hobbs, Spillane, Kuntz, and Chaisson. There you go. Some really good stuff. I like that. Keep that feedback coming. Let's keep that sports coming. Get Jose in the 408. We got to keep him fired up and locked in. Heaven forbid I be myself and do what I do. You know, Jose, you have options in life, brother. You have options. I know my stories might not be for you. They're not for everybody. I'm not for everybody. So if my story is not good for you, I appreciate that. I appreciate you chiming in and letting me know about it. But please don't tell me exactly what to do. Please. I'm not the guy who, when you call in or anyone calls in, I tell you what you have to say or tell you what you can't say. So please, if we're having a fun conversation, heaven forbid we have fun. This job is fun. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saving people's lives here. We're just trying to have a little fun, trying to laugh a little. It's okay to let your hair down, dude. It's going to be okay. And if you're that wound up so tight that me telling a story is bothering you, then I'm probably not the guy you should be listening to. When it's all said and done, I'm probably not the dude that you should listen to. It is all good. Oh, we got a lot of Jose's hitting us now. We got one from the 925. Q, keep telling your stories. I like that. Jose, hey, man, like we have a day where it's like all Raider Eddies will hit us. Today, it's like all Jose's hit us. We got Bert said, nah, Q, keep the stories. Makes it so much better, dude. It's a dead time for news right now. I vote for a session of Q stories for 30 minutes of each show. No, they have to happen organically. That's the thing. They just happen organically. So I just like to have fun. But, man, loosen up a little bit, brother. You know, that's what we do. We tell stories. We're storytellers. That's why we're actually on the radio. I'm good, man. How are you? Jeez. 702-365-9200. Let's get buttoned up. Patrick Graham, Rob Lever, Tom McMahon, they're all back on the coaching staff. So how big is that for this team moving forward? And who do you think the Raiders should prioritize on defense to bring back as far as free agents goes? That's the question that I ask before I get into any of my stories. Jose in the 925, how do you feel about Nick Bolton on the Raiders? Oh, he's a hell of a backer. He is a hell of a backer. That's the thing about it. With all the free agency money that the Raiders have, they could solidify and fill a lot of holes that they feel like they have. Obviously, they've got to go through their roster first. Their roster first is going to, you know, have a lot of different guys that they have to go through and decide how they fit, right? And the good thing, that's why I've been focusing on the defense when I'm locked in. I'm focusing on defense because with the continuity of Pat Graham, I just want to see how that defense is tweaked and how it's, you know, how it looks in 2025. But once they go through all their big laundry list of free agents and bring back who they want to bring back and bring back who they and not bring back who they want to bring back and guys that are going to go and test their free agency and go get as much money as possible, that's when you decide that you're going to go out and find a guy that's, you know, a free agent here, a free agent there that might fit with what you're trying to do. That's the fun part of kind of putting everything together. It's a big puzzle. So that's going to be how, you know, how it's put together this offseason. And that's what John Spytek said on Monday when we were at the press conference, when we were all being very serious at the press conference. And he said that, you know, there's a blend. Matter of fact, we have that soundbite, Ari, when he was talking about the how you kind of build through the draft, but then you also have free agency as well. You work that Let's go ahead and play that real quick, just so we can get reference and get back on track.
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't think there's any perfect way to do it. You know, for us in Tampa recently, it was definitely draft and develop. I think at the start of the season, 44 of the players that made the initial 53 were drafted or signed by us as undrafted free agents. I think all but two starters were. But at the end of the day, we're gonna look anywhere we can to find a good football player. You know, I don't care if it's at Michigan, Ohio State. It pains me to say Ohio State, but I have to respect them. But our job is to open, like, be so open-minded where we will literally go anywhere in the country, anywhere in Canada to find a good football player. And, you know, I always admired the way that they started in Seattle at the quarterback position in particular. They just kept taking shots and shots and shots. They traded, they drafted guys high. They find their way to Russell. I mean, what an unbelievable move that was, you know. He was a little bit different. He was under 6 feet at a time where most quarterbacks were over 6 feet, so willing to think outside the box a little bit. And these are things that I've learned throughout my career. And so, yes, we want to draft and develop because it's the best way to build a solid foundation of a team and then to reward those players with second contracts because we know exactly what we're doing. But if the opportunity comes to sign a Tom Brady or a Baker Mayfield or trade for a Jason Pierre-Paul or Rob Gronkowski, just examples of my career, we will absolutely do that when the team is ready and the organization is ready for that.
John Spytek right there talking about, you know, drafting players, free agency, the balance between the two of them. And I think that's really important because that's how you're going to put this thing together the right way, right? And especially if you go and look at Tampa Bay and the way that they put the, you know, the team together and what it looks like and all that good stuff. And it just it's a good blend. And when they won that Super Bowl, it was the oldest roster in the league. With Tom Brady, Gronkowski, you know, Leonard Fournette, everybody that was on that roster, Antonio Brown. I mean, everything was the oldest roster, and then they quickly turned it around and got a very young roster and then still was able to put a free agent here, a free agent there. And, oh, by the way, they found their quarterback in free agency as well. So that's the good blend that we're looking for. Got a bunch of texts, man. I don't know what got us going, but, I mean, man, maybe the story's got us everything rolling. 702-365-9200. Bert hit us up. Q, I'm dying of laughter. You the man, my brother, Bay Area. Hayward to Antioch. Hardcore said, Q, don't hang up on people or yell over them, interrupt them, and disrespect them. Raider Nation for life, I can appreciate that. Edgar said, Q, can't wait, in my opinion, the most proven head coach we've had in 40 years. Looking forward to seeing what the defense looks like when complemented by a complimentary offense. Is it April yet? That's Raider fan Ed. Thanks so much for that. I definitely appreciate that. Let's keep it going. Let's go out to the phone lines. Talk to our brother, Houston in L.A. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Q? Hey, how you brothers doing? Hopefully you guys doing good. Smoked the Irie already. You know what I mean?
Hey, look here. Hey. We're just here for sports, sir. We're just here for sports.
Right. Hey,
we're just here for the sports conference. That's all.
Hey, check this out, Q. I used to yeah, man, you got me dying, dude. I used to go to San Jose State University, man. And I used to love Berkeley because, like, you know, a girl would fly out to L.A. and, you know, I'll check around and all that good stuff. But I had no money. So I would go to Fat Slices, my man. As soon as you said it, I lost my mind, bro, because you would get, like, one big piece, man, a piece of dude. I swear, during this time, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was, like, $1.75.
Yeah,
but like,
it was cheap, like, man. It was cheap. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So you know, I like be entertaining her and all that, and she'll see the Bay Area. She's looking at me like, "Oh, you're the best." I'm like, "Yeah, right."
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pumped about what we got going, man. Y'all know I like Pete Carroll. You know, I come from down here, USC, all that good stuff. So I've seen him get down, but like, he's a competitor, man. I don't care about the age, none of that stuff. He's
right.
A competitor, and hearing from Spytek, it sounds like, okay, I used to hate it when me and my boys would be talking, we Raider fans, and then we'll see the draft, and then I would say something like, oh, man, yeah, I want to get him. Then I see Belichick get him.
Right.
And then I'll be like, oh, man, I want to get him. And then now I'll see the guy from Philly, you know, get chosen. You know, like, they'll be a pick, same mm-hmm. guys that I want. And then I'm not just saying I'm a genius and all that, but I am saying that a lot of these guys that I was picking are end up being good players. I think we finally might have that guy on our side to where we can finally, you know, like, Brock Bowers worked out. That was cool. But
yeah.
I'm just thinking that we might be leveling up, fellas.
There you go.
Leveling up. That's all, Q. That's all, man.
Hey, it's great to hear from you, man. I love the feedback. Houston and L.A. right there. And it does feel like there's, you know, something to get excited about, some stability. And it's funny, when I was doing the show earlier today with Jesse Merrick over at the Raiders facility, and we were talking about, you know, just other teams reaching out and trying to get other players or whatever. And there's certain organizations, right? I would say it's about at least the Patriots when they're in their heyday. Like, if Bill Belichick's on the phone and he's calling and saying he's inquiring about a player, immediately hang up and say, okay, wait, hold on. What am I not seeing? Why does this guy want this player? Or if a Belichick at the time was on the phone saying, hey, we have this guy, do you want him in a trade? Now, Richard Seymour worked out, but 99% of the time, when Belichick or someone like that reached out and was like, hey, this guy's available by way of trade, immediately hang up and say, okay, what's the warts on him? Why is he trying to get rid of him? Right? Like my grandfather used to say, you buy a used car, you're buying someone else's problems. Right? And so whenever certain organizations would pick up the phone and either offer a guy or try to get your guy, immediately hang up and say, okay, what am I missing? And I think that Spytek's going to have the ability to be, you know, that guy, similar to like what Howie Roseman does in Philadelphia. I think he's one of the best GMs in the league. Right? I like what John Schneider and obviously Pete Carroll did in Seattle. I love what Baltimore's front office does. I would love to be at some point able to say, man, you know what? That Raiders front office is fantastic. They don't make mistakes like that. Right? They don't make the big mistake. Right? Everyone's going to miss on a guy or two or whatever like that, but you don't want to make the big mistake. Let's see. Look, Messy Jesse, you're trying to be messy. Messy Jesse in the 541 is trying to really get me in trouble with Jose. He said, let's hear about the girls from Livermore. What was her name? Cheryl. I ain't going to even go there. I'm not even going to go there with the Cheryl story. I'll get you on another day, man. I'll get you in July with the Cheryl story. Let's go out to Sacramento, California. Talk to my brother, Raider Greg. Welcome to the show.
You, my brother.
So what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm hanging. I'm maintaining, man.
Yeah, shout out to you and Ari, man. I had to call in. I was here late at the plant, running back and forth between our buildings, man. I heard the message from my guy Jesse, and I got nothing but love for my guys in Raider Nation, man. But you know, this is a family show, man. Raider Nation, we're a family, man. You know, if you're having a tough day out there in the world, Raider Nation, wherever you are out there, man, don't deflect on anybody else, brother. You know, just keep it to yourself. You know, if you're in traffic and it's a little rough, that's all right, man. Just get through it. You know, we don't go to your job and tell you how to change tires or flip burgers, man. And all due respect to anybody that does that. But let's you know, this is a show we come in to live like a family. We love your stories, man. It's part of it. You know, how much do you want to report right now?
Right.
You know, there's not a lot going on in Raider Nation, man. So let's just be realistic, brother. Let's all put on our realistic caps out there and just enjoy life a little bit more, man. Less stress, more blessed, you know. So I just want to get that out the way first and foremost. I'm happy about PG. I'm happy about keeping Robbie Leonard, man. You know, it shows that Pete Carroll is a real smart guy, obviously being a defensive background and having the solidarity with those guys. Robbie Leonard and PG obviously could have got jobs other places. So that just shows that these are high character coaches. You know, how PG has done, even with injuries, bringing on Chase on and all these guys, how Robbie Leonard has allowed that defensive line, even with bringing in substitutes and backups, to still be able to dominate. It's just showing that they're trying to build something great there. And I know with having Pete Carroll at the helm is the type of coach that Robbie Leonard and PG will get along great with. So I'm super excited for the team, man. I'm really looking for my boy Slane to get re-signed. I think my boy Trayvon Merrick has done enough to get re-signed. I do love Trayvon. I like the energy. You know, he's just got to be harnessed a little bit, but I love what he brings to the game, man. And with Christian Wilkins come back, hopefully we go get Abdul Carter at 6. And let's go ahead and build the next Legion of Boom around here, man. God bless you. God bless Raider Nation. And, hey, guys out there, enjoy life just a little bit more. Have a good one, brother.
Hey, Raider Greg in Sacramento, appreciate the call. Appreciate the feedback. That's the thing, man. Like, I know I'm goofing on Jose, and I'm not – it's not personal. I just listen, this is the thing with me, man. I'll tell you real quick. I don't take myself that seriously. And so that's why you shouldn't either. Right? I mean, when you go – I look at it like this, and I know everyone isn't built like this, and that's why everyone's different. And that's why we are who we are. I'm way different than a lot of people, and I'm good with that. What I want you to take away, my expectations, I tell this guys to the morning tailgate, I say it to all the guys that work here, what are the expectations when someone tunes into your show? And do you live up to it every day? And my expectations for me every single day is to come in here, share some laughs, have some fun, but make you feel like you're my friend. Even you, Jose, because I got friends that don't necessarily like me, but they're still my friend. And so the thing is, like, I just want everyone to feel like this is a friendly type environment. I don't disrespect you. I don't expect you to disrespect me. If you do disrespect me, then I'll cut you off like you would cut off your friend. Right? Okay, that guy's not my friend because he consistently disrespects me, like jumping in my DMs and cussing me out and telling me he's going to beat me up when he sees me. Yeah, that happens. That's okay. Those are the kind of friends you cut off. Right? That's fine. But I just want everyone to have an understanding that we're sitting around the bar. We're hanging out and we're just talking. And we just all happen to be Raider fans. Right? And we're all friends here. So when we're sitting at the table, we might be talking about the Raiders free agency, and then all of a sudden Ari tells me about what happened with him and Jared over the weekend. I don't cut him off. It's like, hey, man, let's stick to the Raiders. Let's stick to sports here. Look here. I don't care about you. I don't care about your personality. I care about – no, because he's my friend, and everyone's my friend. Raider Greg, I feel like I know Raider Greg. I feel like I know Houston and L.A. Like, if he walked down the street, I'd be like, oh, that's Houston and L.A. Oh, that's Raider Greg. Oh, that's Raider Greg's daughters. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we are. Like, my guy, Peg Leg Raider, when I say that's my brother, Peg Leg Raider, I swear to everything, that's my brother. Vegas Jess is my brother. I hang out with him every stinking weekend. Jason is my dog. I hang out with him every single weekend. If I can hang out with everybody, I would. So it's honestly, when I say, and I'm not BSing you when I say this, when I say that this is a family thing, this is a friend thing, this is just me trying to be a genuine dude, who I am right now behind this microphone telling my stories is who I am in the hallway at all times. I'm never going to change who I am. And the minute that I change who I am is the minute that I'll quit or I'll get fired. Because nobody wants a fake anybody. So when you see me walking down the hallway and I'm talking to Ari out loud, you're like, oh, that's cute. I recognize his voice because I'm the same dude. I don't put on no fake voice for you because I'm behind the mic. I don't do that. I'm the same dude. Same effing dude every single day. So I can understand if you don't appreciate who I am because I'm going to veer off. I'm going to tell stories. I can understand if that's not your bag. But please don't ask me to change who I am. I'm 48 years old and I've been me for 48 freaking years. We cry together. We laugh together. We curse together. We rock together. And if you don't rock with us, that's okay. It's okay. It's okay not to rock. We ain't all got to rock together. It happens. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to be me. And if me being me is not good for you, that's cool. Just do you. And I'm going to do me. It's Raider Nation Radio 920.
This podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness on LVSportsNetwork.com is brought to you by PortaSubs. Make sure you check out PortaSubs' 6-foot party trays. They're perfect for game days. You'll get your choice of 3 made-to-order classic subs made with premium meats and cheese on your choice of fresh baked bread, loaded with fresh veggies, toppings, and sauces. Game day 6-foot trays serve 12 to 16 people, so you can sit back and enjoy the game. Available at all Las Vegas area Porta Subs, neighborhood sandwich shops. Order ahead at PortaSubs.com.
He knows the challenge is finding the next quarterback. He is going to lay the groundwork. He's going to try and put pieces into place. But if they can't find that quarterback, it's going to be very tough sledding. That's the truth. This is a quarterback-driven league. Teams that have good quarterbacks get into the playoffs or barely get into the playoffs. Teams that have very good quarterbacks make it to the championship game. And the teams that have elite quarterbacks are in the Super Bowl.
You're listening to Unnecessary Roughness with your boy Q on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Very energetic, Ron Rivera right there, talking about Pete Carroll, quarterbacks. That was from Good Morning Football. It is Unnecessary Roughness here on Raider Nation Radio 920. Got plenty of feedback to get to at 702-365-9200. Before we get to any of the feedback, though, I did want to pass this along from Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network. We'll see him next week in New Orleans at the Super Bowl, where it'll all be about sports. He said the Raiders are hiring John Glenn as their linebackers coach, per source. A reunion with Pete Carroll, who had Glenn as linebackers coach for 6 seasons in Seattle. He was Washington's assistant special teams coach last season. And it's funny, I saw John Glenn, and this is a reference that I don't even, you know, talk about very often, but also I was like, John Glenn? And I saw a couple people, is that the astronaut? No, it's not the astronaut. It's the linebackers coach. So there you go. Talking about the defense, talking about Patrick Graham returning, obviously, as a defensive coordinator, Robbie Leonard on the defensive line. And now you know that going to have John Glenn as a linebackers coach. Again, a guy that was with Pete Carroll, for six seasons and was in Washington last season, and it goes true with what Pete Carroll said on Monday. I want guys that I've worked with, check. I want guys that I haven't worked with, still waiting to check that box, and I want guys that are on this coaching staff. Check with Pat Graham, check with Robbie Leonard, check with Tom McMahon, and there's probably others to come. So just wanted to make sure we pass that along, just letting you know how this coaching staff is starting to, you know, round into form. It goes to the question that I asked about, you know, how big is having those guys in Graham, Leonard, and McMahon coming back? How big is that for this team moving forward? And who do you think the Raiders should prioritize on defense to bring back as free agents go, as free agency goes? KP said, offensive coordinator updates, nothing yet. We know Daryl Bevel has been interviewed. Haven't heard about any other guys. We're going to obviously, you know, keep our eyes and our ears wide open to see, you know, if there's anything that rolls out anytime soon. They're working on it. So I'm sure that that's coming down the pipeline sooner rather than later. As we talked to Vinny Bonsignore in the last hour, it seems like Daryl Bevel is definitely the leader in the clubhouse, and it makes a lot of sense, especially if they do decide to go and pick up a quarterback that they're familiar with. That would be Russell Wilson, because he already knows what Daryl Bevel and Pete Carroll want to do as far as offense goes. But I love the continuity on defense. I like guys like Glenn coming in to be the linebacker coach, because he already obviously has had success under Pete Carroll in the linebacking room. And I think that can only be good things for that defense. And then it can really help the Raiders concentrate on the offense. Mark hit us up and said, keep Spillane and Kuntz is a priority. We'd like to see more playmakers in the back end. Another stud linebacker. That's Mark in New Jersey. I like that. Raider Cisco, not Frankie, said, what up, Q? I'm just curious, looking into being a vacuum salesman or applying for FedEx, but I don't know how to drive a stick shift. Any advice would be appreciated. That's Raider Cisco from Frankie. See how you are? You're trying to set me up. Don't set me up for failure. Please don't set me up for failure. I don't need that. I don't need that. Those issues, right? You're trying to get me caught up into one of those situations. Brazy in Vegas, our friend, said, Q, man, what about that uncle on the porch story? LOL, just kidding. Glad we got Graham back and Leonard. It's key for our defense to be what we expected them to be this past year. Hopefully Pete helps improve the situational awareness and attack more. Excitement starting to build, looking towards free agency in the combine and the draft. Really would like the Rams staffer from OC. That's Brazy in Vegas. So thanks so much for all that feedback. Really good stuff, man, on the text line. We also got Raider Nation waiting on the phone lines at 702-365-9200. Like our guy, Money Mitch. Money Mitch, tell me something good in New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Q? Thanks for taking my call. Sorry I'm late with my call here.
Oh, man, yeah. I was starting to worry, man. I was looking at my watch like, hold on. Where's Money Mitch? Hey. He hasn't called in yet. What are we doing?
Come to Jersey. I love to hang out. And my wife doesn't let me go out too much. You know, I turned 63 today. You know,
oh, happy birthday.
This is cool. Thanks. And I kind of miss FedEx, but from all the stories on Facebook, things are just getting, the economy, things are just getting bad.
Yeah.
But I panic. Once I heard my old friends were retiring, I couldn't wait to 65. So 63, I guess I did okay. I got lucky. But
now you did well. You did well. Good job.
I miss the dogs and I miss talking, and there's always sports radio to listen. Where here I have to get in, almost like needing permission. Anyway, you know, Taylor Mays is another guy. He's going to bring all his USC guys. That'd be great, offense, defense. But, you know, that's not right. Get the best available. Taylor Mays has got to get into coaching. I'm sure you've heard of him. He was a pretty good – he's a better college player than he was in pros.
Yeah.
He hit a heart.
Mm-hmm.
How about Russell Wilson or Josh Fields? What about getting that defense lineman? He played all positions, like Sweet 40. Nolan is his name, from Ole Mississippi. And what do you think about the quarterback in Texas? QU is.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm out on Quinn. You. I'm out on. I like his first name. Starts with a Q, but I'm out on him.
Okay. Then we'll agree on Jackson Dart.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk. I'll talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Happy birthday again. Money Mitch, 63. That's awesome, man. Congratulations. It's a blessing to have another birthday, so shout out to you. And, yeah, Quinn Ewers, I'm 100% out on. Quinn Ewers is a guy that has really good talent, but he's a guy that turns the ball over quite a bit. He gets rattled. When he gets hit, he starts to get skittish in the pocket. Yeah, you don't – I'm out on Quinn Ewers. So thanks for the call. I appreciate you. Let's go out to Denver, from New Jersey to Denver. Raider Dave, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I think Mitch has an endless supply of Christmas nuts. You know, usually the Christmas nuts you have to put out, they're usually gone by Super Bowl weekend. You have to go back to the grocery store and buy some more. You know, throughout the playoffs, they all get eaten up. But maybe he's got an endless supply.
The,
yeah, I don't think
the fact that I know what that is what's making me laugh. I'm like, yep, there you go.
Here's the thing I think I heard about. Was it the Ohio State guy, Will Howard? He threw 2 miles an hour faster than anybody else or something like that. What a cannon.
Yeah, he's got arm.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I like Dart. I'm going to challenge everybody in Raider Nation to do what I did the other day. Go ahead and find a highlight on YouTube of Cameron Ward and watch that full 5 or 8 minutes. And then watch Dart. I went through his first 5 passes. And I could tell that it was more velocity, more accurate, on the money, touch passes. I couldn't believe the difference. So I really, really hope that there's a tangible that we never figure out about these guys is how smart they are. And the coach is going to go ahead and choose a really smart quarterback, no matter how well they can throw or not. But I tell you what, I only tuned in a little bit ago because I was on the phone with Papa Meech.
Nice.
And I just got in the house and I turned you on and you're moaning and complaining about somebody. I didn't get to this the other day. I got to give you props, man, and I don't do this a lot. But when you said Jalen Hurts was the guy a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't sold on it. But goodness, Q, man, you couldn't have been more right on the money about that guy. And you need to be applauded for it because you nailed that. I don't think any of us, even you, would have thought that he would have gotten to 2 Super Bowls out of 3 years.
No.
Being in the league a little bit.
Right,
but
no.
Who did we take for first pick instead of that guy? Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yep. Ruggs and Arnett. Took Ruggs and Arnett instead of Jalen Hurts.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, people that want to go ahead and throw shade at you, just toss them off and go ahead and just blowemup.com or whatever on the phone because – It doesn't work. You know, if you don't like the way he sounds, tune the dang station out. I first met you looking around for Raider podcasts. That's how I found you years ago. So happy that your life ended up turning exactly where your destination, where you wanted to be when the Raiders moved there. And I think it's been fantastic. But people have to know that years ago, you were right on about Hurts. And if anything's going to make Raider Nation happy, it's your pick for quarterback putting the end on Mahomes next Sunday.
There it is. Really good stuff, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the compliments, Raider David, Denver. Really good stuff. Yeah, man, Jalen Hurts was my guy. He was my guy. I remember it was a game that I was so angry at the results of. It was the Raiders and the Chiefs. And Derek Carr did something where it was just really bad, right? I mean, the performance was terrible. And obviously, it was the year before Hurts came out, or it was the year that Hurts was coming out. And I remember I immediately took a beeline to the radio station. Again, I didn't have my own studio at home at that time. I went to the radio station. I said, I'll be back. I got to record this podcast. And I was hotter than fish grease. And I was like, look, this is the deal. All right, this guy's been good. He's solidified the position. They need better, and this is the guy. And I started pounding the table then for Jalen Hurts. And all my coworkers at ESPN Central Texas were like, no, he's not going to be very good. And you're right, Raider Dave, I would not have guessed. If you had put give me the truth serum, I would not have told you he'd have been to the Super Bowl, right, twice in 3 years. Like, there's no way. When he was drafted in the second round, sit behind Carson Wentz, I was like, you know, that makes sense. That was my vision for the Raiders. Draft him, sit him behind Carr. When you're ready to move on, then he could be ready to go. Obviously, he got fast-tracked. They moved on from Carson Wentz. He came in, and he's had, what, 4 or 5 different coordinators? It's funny, Evan Cohen got me really, I don't want to say got me really good this morning, but he was challenging me, and I never talk about second place guys because as far as I'm concerned, second place is the first loser, but he said if Jalen Hurts wins a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59, and then just say his career ended and Mahomes' career ended, he would be the second best, his resume would say he's the second best quarterback in the Mahomes era. And I was like, yeah, no, not really. Like, you know, Joe Burrow, I think, is a better quarterback. He's like, yeah, but his resume, because Joe Burrow doesn't have a Super Bowl, would say that Jalen Hurts was better. Been to 2 Super Bowls, won one of them, and had all these different, you know, coordinators. Look at his passing completion. Look at his touchdowns numbers. I feel like he's one of those guys that we don't really appreciate as much as we probably should. And again, like I told Evan this morning, I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, and I didn't put that appreciation on him like I probably should have. Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Hustle up. Talk to our guy, Mark. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's up, kids?
What's up, Doc?
So from now on, I've called in before, but from now on, I'm going to call you Q-Tip because I love Tribe Called Quest.
Nice. Right? Me too.
All right. So I got to put that out there.
Okay.
But, with the Carol, coming in, I'm calling it the Carol legacy, but, I think it's going to be a 2-year project, right? Because, it's a quick league, quick season, all that. But, depending on who's going to be the starting QB, I would like to see what the lines are for the Raiders in our, competitive conference. You got Denver, you got KC, you got San Diego. I say we split every one of those games next season right off the bat. So, old school Raider, Jim Otto, Stabler, and Madden. So let's see what happens. But and guess what? I will never give you advice about what you're doing on your show.
That's all good.
Cracked me up. I was in my truck and I'm laughing. So that's all. But so next time, Q-Tip Tribe, right?
I got you. Tribe Called Quest. Absolutely, man. Q-Tip. We're good. I like that, man. That's the Fife Dog.
That's me.
Right? Are you that? You're Fife Dog?
Oh, that's me now. I see. Oh.
Fife and Q-Tip,
yep.
Man. They were the bomb. They were good.
Yeah, no, they were. They were.
And I saw them a couple times live, and they opened up for the BC Boys.
Ooh.
And it was just like Raider games. I used to fly up to Oakland to see games. Well, same thing with the bands that I like. Like, I had to travel to go see those shows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we do, right?
That's exactly what we do. Great stuff, man. Great stuff. Thanks for the call. Definitely appreciate you, man. A Tribe Called Quest. Boy, that's taking it back, man. That's right up Ari's alley right there.
Yeah.
That is right up your alley. What's your Tribe Called Quest song? Do you have one? I mean, they had a super big library.
What's it called?
Check the Rhyme. Can I Kick It? A War Tour Scenario?
It's the electric something. Electric Relax. Oh, God. I'm the worst. As soon as it plays, I know it.
Right.
But they have so many bands.
No, they did. There's so many. I like that, man. Great stuff. Great stuff from Mark. That was clutch right there. Way to come through, man. We definitely appreciate you. KP said, I like Will Howard more as I watch him. Athletic, 6'4", 240, strong arm. There's no doubt about that. Bert said, man, Carol has me fired up. Not saying we're going to go to the playoff year one, but literally what you just said about his press conference, he is authentic as can be. With bringing in coaches that he's coached before, coaches on the current staff, and so on, the energy, can't wait to see him on the field. And, man, I would love for the Raiders to get Will Johnson at 6 to pair with Ja'Corian Bennett. There you go, okay? Just Win Wendy. Hey, Q, glad you're you. Want to keep Spillane and Kuntz. Two things I love about you. First, you do your research, and I trust your player and game analysis. And two, you accept other people's point of view and don't judge them, even if they're an older person like me. All love to my friend Q. Just Win Wendy. No, Just Win Wendy's good people. Really good stuff. Definitely appreciate that as well. Let's see. Jess said, Tay says butter. Oh, butler. Tay says butler? Is that what it? No, Tay says butter. All right. Tay says butter? Butter? Just
tastes like butter? What is
that? I don't know. I'm sure I'll get the explanation later, and I'll be like, oh, I know exactly what she means by that.
Well, don't text me with it when you get it at 2 in the morning.
No, I'll get that text in a couple seconds. It is all good. No, great feedback today from everyone. Definitely appreciate it. Even Jose, it's all good. We appreciate you, too. You took time to text us, so there's that right there. So you could have decided that, what the hell with this guy, so you didn't. But we appreciate that. We'll continue on to see what happens with Pete Carroll and his coaching staff as he continues to put it together piece by piece by piece. We know Graham, Leonard, McMahon. We now know Glenn is the linebackers coach. And we'll start to see what happens on the offensive side of things. It's Raider Nation Radio 920. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast version of Unnecessary Roughness here on LVSportsNetwork.com, brought to you by Porta Subs.